Hello class, how you doing? This is Reverend Calhoun and you're starting your second semester. This class is going to be named The Spirit of Honor. This is a picture of the book that we are going to be using as a reference. Most of the information that you're going to have on your quizzes and that we're going to cover is going to be coming from the book The Spirit of Honor by Bishop Tudor Bismarck. Matter of fact, I just found out that your books were mailed to you the other day, so you should be getting them hopefully within the week. So definitely follow along in the book. Again, my name is Reverend Calhoun. This is the second semester class in Ever Increasing Word Training Center, The Spirit of Honor. And before we get started, I like to do a few housekeeping things, some instructions to the class. And the first instruction I want to give you is make sure that you read the book, because as I stated, the majority of the material will be coming from your book. So if you follow along in your book, you'll keep up with the subject matter really good. A few times I'll venture off to another book. I think there's two other books that I've been instructed to use. Probably after the first four or five lessons, we'll go into that book, but I'll let you know when we get to it. The next thing I want to remind you of is to go back and listen to the classes online. Don't just listen to them one time, because you'll never get everything that's stated and get it down in one session. So always go back and hear it again. Amen. Listen to it on your computer. When I'm teaching, I will not always wait for you to turn to the scripture. I'll quote a scripture and I might have it in my notes and just start reading it. So write the scriptures down. That way you can go back and look at those scriptures. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago in Apostle, when we were actually having classes here at the ministry, I would go back and make an MP3. And even before then, I would make a CD of his class so I can go back and listen to it. All right, as far as tests and quizzes are concerned, all of my exams are going to be coming from the quizzes. After each class session, there's going to be a series of about five questions that I'm requiring each and every student to go ahead and answer or take that test. Now, these quizzes are not graded quizzes. So if you miss one or two questions, it's not a big deal. Just go back and find the right answers and make sure that you have the right answers for each quiz. That way, when you take your exam every four or five classes, you have all the accurate information you need in order to successfully pass your exam. And if you have any questions at any time, I try to be as thorough as I can. But if you have any questions, feel free to email me through the portal and I'll try to get back with you as soon as I can. One of the things I want to also mention, as a second year student, make sure you stay connected. Don't fall off the truck. In other words, you know, sometimes that second semester could be a little rocky road for some people. A lot of challenges may come up. The enemy may try to throw a monkey wrench in your scheduling or whatever. But stay connected. When I say don't fall off the truck, you know, the road might start to bounce. Just hang on and graduate, because it's so very important that you finish what you started. Amen. All right. And really, I just stated this. My last one is stay connected to this apostolic anointing. You know, God has directed you through this school. You know, some of you may be LTMA members or are thinking about joining LTMA. Stay connected to this ministry, because this ministry will bring you places that otherwise you may never go. Amen. And when you do take your exams, make sure that after you finish one question that you hit finish before you go to the next question. Because if you don't hit finish, you may not get credit for that particular question. All right, let's go ahead and get started. I want to welcome you to the study of the Spirit of Honor. Each class session, we will focus on first what honor is and what honor is not. Then we will focus on training and developing those in the body of Christ how to properly sow the seeds of honor. You want to make sure that you properly sow the seeds of honor. We want to help you to receive an elevated or divine revelation of what the spirit of honor is, and also understand the benefits of sowing seeds of honor can have on your ministry and your life. Honor is more than just lip service or going through the motions of honor. You must put your money where your mouth is, and your heart and your motives must be right also. In this class of honor, we will examine the scriptures from different perspectives, more than just a casual, but an in-depth study. This is an opportunity for you to examine your heart and to help you understand your role in the corporate body of Christ as it relates to honor. My prayer for you is that through the material studied in this class, you will actively participate in changing the culture in the body of Christ from one of dishonor to one of honor. Now, one of the things I've noticed, I've been teaching this class it's almost 10 years now, but I've seen a change in ministry and ministers and people who've taken the class, how their level of understanding honor and sowing seeds of honor has increased. So we're changing that culture, one of dishonor. And one thing we're going to talk about in the class is the difference between honor and dishonor, what dishonor is and what honor is. And if you've had areas in your life where you've sown the seeds of dishonor, how to change that by now sowing seeds of honor so that you can produce a harvest in your life. My desire for you is that the blessings of God be unhindered in your life as you develop a greater understanding of the spirit of honor. All right, one of the first things I want to illustrate or give you an information on: information plus revelation equals impartation. Information, you need the information, plus you also need the revelation of that information so that you can get the impartation in your life. You must receive the information, but without getting revelation, there will be no impartation. Without impartation, there will be no anointing, no grace released upon your life. We all need the revelation and the impartation that is available to us in the apostles class. By sowing seeds of honor, it will help you receive from the apostles class much better. And what I mean by that is, even though you're online, everybody's online, I would still highly recommend that you sow into his life on a regular basis, before the class session or after the class session, because your seed will help open the door, and we'll talk about that later, to you not developing, but you receiving greater anointing, greater understanding from the apostolic government of God. Amen. All right. Honor is the atmosphere that you breathe in order to strive, flourish, and survive in the apostolic government of God. You have to operate and know how to sow seeds of honor. All right, this is a question but this statement I'm about to make, you're going to need to know it. There is no greater seed than an honor seed. It will produce the greatest level of harvest in your life, greater than any other seed that you can sow. I'm going to repeat that. Now, one of the things, another key element, if I repeat something twice, chances are you'll probably hear it again. There's no greater seed than an honor seed. It will produce the greatest level of harvest in your life, greater than any other seed you can sow. And like I stated earlier, honor is the atmosphere that you breathe in order to survive, thrive, and make forward progress in your life and ministry in the apostolic government of God. You must learn how to properly sow honor. Honor will enable you to triumph, prevail, and win in the apostolic government of God. Amen. People, listen up, people without any honor usually get dishonorably discharged from the service or from the military because they do not understand rank, levels, position, and protocol. they do not have the proper code of conduct and do not follow orders. One of the things about honor is understanding ranks. We all don't have the same rank. Understand levels. There's different levels that you can go to. Amen. Position. Knowing who has position, who has rank, and honor those in the ranks. Amen. And the protocol. Knowing proper protocol in the apostolic government of God is so very important, so that you don't break rank, so that you don't buck the system, so that you don't have any ulterior motives, but that you follow the protocol. Give you an example of protocol. I'm a member of LTMA. One of the protocols is that we go to every first tier meetings. We have the Money Come to You conference. We have the ministers conference. We have the camp meeting in the summer, and it's required that we attend all of those meetings. That's honoring our man of God. That's honoring Apostle Thompson, because he sets these meetings up so that we can receive the apostolic anointing that's on his life. So it's imperative that we follow certain protocol. And we have a monthly impartation conference. You know, the protocol is that you be on the call. You know, so you have to understand protocol. Amen. Let's see. All right. Just like a fish can't survive in water without gills, you cannot survive in the apostolic government of God without displaying honor and understanding what honor is. What oxygen is in the earth realm, essential for our survival, honor to us in the apostolic government of God is essential for our survival in this apostolic government. So in order to survive, when I say survive, in other words, thrive and get all the benefits of the apostolic, you have to operate in honor. Amen. Okay. We must honor God first, the apostles, the prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, give honor to whom honor is due. Because without sowing honor towards your apostolic source, and I'll go into what apostolic source is later, what's on him, the apostle, the anointing, will not come on you because you did not sow into the anointing that God has placed in your life. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Because without sowing honor towards your apostolic source, like I said, and I'll give you more information on that later. What's on the man of God, the anointing, will not come on you because you did not sow into the anointing that's on the apostle's life. Amen. You must sow your time, your talent, and your treasure into the anointing that's on our apostle's life. My job as an instructor is to instruct you by providing accurate biblical information concerning the spirit of honor, which will facilitate you in receiving the needed impartation from Apostle Thompson's class. This is what every Increasing Word Training Center is all about. Receiving information that adds to revelation will equal impartation in your life. All of these classes are designed to help you receive the needed impartation that's comes from the apostles' class, so that you can experience manifestation in your life and also in your ministry. So if you qualify, you can become a candidate for the anointing, for the grace that's upon apostles' life. You must be willing to endure an awesome price to receive that grace. But believe me, it's worth it. Amen. Isaiah 55:1 says, "Lo, everyone that thirsted, come to the waters, and he that had no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and make milk without money or without price." In other words, you have to have a thirst for the things of God. You have to be hungry for it. You know, no, you can't buy it with money, but money and sowing seeds of honor is a way of positioning you, aligning you with that anointing, aligning you and getting your heart in a position to receive so that you can get that anointing that's on his life. Many people never qualify. I want you to examine your hearts as you embark on this investigative study of the spirit of honor. Search your hearts to see where there may be areas in your life where you have sown seeds of dishonor. As you learn what dishonor is, so that you can begin to reverse the negative effects that dishonor brings by sowing seeds of honor. What do I mean by dishonor? Dishonor is when you do something that's, number one, not honorable. Give you one illustration. I'm kind of jumping the gun. But one of the things the apostle has stressed over the years is that the Sunday and the Wednesday service or any of his meetings are not over until not only does he leave the pulpit, but he goes in the back and leaves the auditorium. He may step down from the pulpit and start speaking to somebody. It is honorable to stay put, standing at your seat, because sometimes he'll turn to the audience, and what the person is dealing with that he might be ministering to, he might share some things that can also illuminate and advance your life. So, you know, it's disrespectful to get up and when he says amen at the end of a service, get up and leave and go to your car. That's showing dishonor to the apostolic source or the apostolic mantle that's on his life. Amen. We'll get into that a little later. But I just wanted to give you one quick illustration. Honor releases the blessing, all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. Dishonor releases the curse, poverty, sickness, death, nothing going well in your life. Dishonor opens the door to the curse. The curse uncovers you and exposes you to whatever Satan wants to throw at you. That is the curse. Proverbs 26:2 says, as the bird by wandering and as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. In other words, there's always a reason why bad consequences, mishaps happen in a person's life. It doesn't happen by accident. A lot of times it's things that we do by our disrespect and our dishonor that allows these consequences and unforeseen circumstances to take place in our lives. But when you begin to learn how to sow honor, you're releasing the blessing of God to come upon your life profusely and to abide. Like I said, there's always a reason in your life when the curse comes. It doesn't come by accident. So now we want to begin to sow seeds of honor that will allow the blessings of God to come upon our life and abide. Galatians 6:6-10, and I might not read all the verses, but it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate or reciprocate by sowing into the lives and unto him that teach it all good things. This is showing honor. Verse 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. All right. Let me just turn my phone off because it just buzzed and I don't want to be disturbed. So excuse me for a second here. I generally do this prior to my class, but this is my first class session. So I got to get back on the bandwagon. All right. We're good. All right. Verse 7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Give up, cave in, and quit. Verse 10, as we all therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them of the household of faith. You can sow a do-good seed into the man of God's life by sowing into an anointing. All right, and I kind of stated this already. There's always a reason for why negative circumstances and consequences, the curse, keeps happening in a person's life. Could it be you're not properly honoring the man or the woman of God that God has placed in your life? Amen. That's so very important. Here's something you're going to definitely need to know. When you put your mouth on a man or woman of God by speaking negatively and wrongfully towards them, you have just sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. One more time. When you put your mouth by speaking negatively, wrongfully towards them, you have just sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. People don't have a problem respecting God, but a lot of times when it comes to God's servant, apostles and prophets, they don't show that proper respect, which is dishonor. If you don't respect God's servant, you're not respecting God. Amen. All right. Another important point, and I think I might have just stated it. Let me see, because sometimes one of the things you'll learn about me is I am a repeater. All right, well, I'll read it here. It says, you never want to put your mouth on a man of God by speaking negatively toward them. This is tremendous dishonor. I remember something Kenneth Hagin said many years ago. He said, if I can't say nothing good about a person, I will not say nothing about them. Amen. This class on the subject of the spirit of honor will address these issues and show you how to properly sow honor. Honor needs to be displayed in every level, in every circle of life, from the apostolic to the White House to your personal house. From you showing honor to your parents, to your children showing honor to their parents, to showing honor to civic and government officials, teachers, bosses, mayors, judges, governors, even and the commander in chief of the United States are people who are in authority. Amen. And you must and most definitely to men and women of God, the fivefold ministry gifts, the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. It is imperative that we show proper honor to those gifts. Sowing honor to the elderly is and especially you must sow honor to those who are in spiritual authority over you. You know, when I said the elderly, those people who have years of experience, who've been through life, they have something to impart into us, their wisdom, their years of experience. When you dishonor the elderly, you are sowing a seed of dishonor. You know, that's something we should never do. When an elder gentleman walks in the room, you know, out of respect, I stand up and I shake his hand and I acknowledge his years of service, his years of dedication to whatever craft he did in his life. You know, that's very important. Okay, listen up. There are different levels, ranks, and positions of delegated authority with different anointings. We are not all equal. You must learn to tell the difference and know who is in authority so that you can properly sow to those possessing authority. Members of the body of Christ are not all equal in rank. Ask Miriam, Moses' sister. Miriam thought that because she was Moses' sister, that gave her the right to speak into Moses' life concerning who he was to marry. And we'll talk about that and read the scriptures on that later on in the class. I'm just giving you an illustration of somebody who, even though they were relatives, Moses was God's mouthpiece on the earth during that time. He was God's apostolic authority. And Miriam got a little upset because Moses married an Ethiopian woman. And because of that, God called Miriam and Aaron on the carpet and said, you know, with Moses, I speak to mouth, you know, who are you to tell Moses what to do? I'm Moses' head and Moses answers to me. Amen. All right. Let me see. Should I share this here? Not at this time. All right. I'm just looking at various things I have here and making sure I don't miss any pertinent information. Amen. All right. Listen up. According to Genesis 8 and 22, it says, Genesis 8 and 22 says, while the earth remained, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based on the spiritual law of sowing and reaping found in Genesis 8:22. I'm going to repeat that. Sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based on the law of sowing and reaping. And as long as the earth is in rotation, as long as the seasons are changing, that law is in operation. So that law of honor is in operation. Amen. All right. Another solid key point that you must learn and not only just learn, act upon. You never want to go before a man of God empty handed or without sowing some kind of honor before him. Very important. One more time. You never want to go before a man of God, an apostle, a prophet, your pastor, an evangelist. Whenever you have opportunity, you always want to sow a seed into their lives so that what is on them can now reciprocate onto you. Amen? All right. When you go before dignitaries, it is always customary and acceptable to present a gift before them. And I'm going to kind of paraphrase what I'm about to read because it's kind of lengthy. But in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 8 through 6, and then some other areas, it talks about Saul sowing into Samuel, the prophet. I'm going to just read a little bit. It says, and he said, now this is Saul speaking, behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he says comes to pass, surely comes to pass. Now let us go hither, peradventure, so he can show us the way to go. And when you read a little bit further on, Samuel was looking for some oxes that were lost, and he heard that the prophet Samuel, Saul was looking for some oxes that was lost. And he heard that the prophet Samuel was in the city that they were in. And he wanted to go to Samuel to get some direction. But then he says in verse 7, this is 1 Samuel 9, I guess in verse 7, he says, then said Saul to his servant, but before we go, what shall we bring the man Samuel, the prophet? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring the man of God. What have we? So he's kind of perplexed because he didn't think he had a seed to sow into the prophet Samuel's life. Verse 8 says, and the servant answered Saul, saying, and behold, I have here at my hand a fourth part of a sickle of silver that we can give him or give the man of God to tell us the way to go. They went before Samuel and they offered a seed of honor. So even back then, I can't walk. I'm thinking I'm in the pulpit, but I got to stay lined up with the camera. Even back then, Saul knew that it was customary and it was honorable to sow into the man of God's life, especially if you're asking for information and trying to get some direction from him. You want to sow that seed of honor. You know, you sow your carnal things into him so he can now reveal spiritual things unto you. Amen. This includes sowing in the apostles class. And I'm assuming this class is going to still be on Monday nights or whenever you, you know, get online to listen to his class. Watching him over the Internet, you can still sow online. You know, it's going to help you receive better in his class. I guarantee it. Those who sow honor seeds will receive a greater harvest than those that don't sow anything from the spiritual principles that he's, you know, putting out. Galatians 6 and 7, again, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen? All right. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 18 and 16 says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. That's Proverbs 8 and 16. Your gift is your honor seed. A man's gift will make room for him, you know, or open up opportunities. Amen. An apostle, and I might have missed it. Let's see. It might be in the next class session. But anyway, an apostle has a heaven to earth connection, okay, where the portals of the supernatural are open unto him. Amen. And those that connect properly, you could connect by honoring. And there's more ways of honoring than just sowing a monetary seed, by doing the instructions that he instructs us to do is honoring him. By applying the word that he's bringing forth on Sundays and Wednesdays and on special meetings is honoring him. By following him close, you know, is honoring him. By doing these things, you're sowing a seed of honor, and you're going to reap the blessings of God upon your life. Like I said, a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. Sowing money into the man of God or woman of God is not the only way. And I just share some other ways that you can. You also sow honor to your man of God when you begin to apply the spiritual principles that he or she teaches and gets results in your life from those principles. The apostolic gift, the apostle and prophet are sent by God with a special message for you to help you in ministry and also in life. When the apostle comes into the pulpit, we show him honor by sowing into the anointing that's on his life so that the anointing that's on him can come down upon us. And there is a verse of scripture that backs that up. It's in Psalms 133. And before I read it, I'm going to read a statement that you're going to need to know. The anointing of God always flows down from the head to every part of the body of Christ. When you position yourself properly and so honor the apostolic source, the man of God in your life, that anointing will flow down into your life and elevate you to another level. Read it one more time. The anointing of God always flows down from the head to every part of the body of Christ. When you position yourself and align yourself properly, and honor the apostolic source, which is the man of God, in your life, that anointing will flow down in your life and elevate you to another level. And Psalms 133 is an example of the high priest flowing down to the anointing that's on the high priest flowing down to every part of his garment. It says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity," or in one accord. It is like the precious ointment or anointing upon the head that ran down upon the head, even Aaron's beard that went down to his skirt and his garment. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the Mount of Zion, from there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Just like the anointed oil that ran down Aaron's head, his beard, and his whole garment. When you position yourself properly by honoring the apostolic source or the apostle in your life, that anointing will run down on you because you have positioned and aligned yourself properly. This is divine order, and order is the structure of honor. When you align yourself properly, this is order, and order, divine order, is the structure of honor. When you are in divine order, you can't help but position yourself for honor. Amen. If you think you can get the blessing or the anointing independently of your man of God, you are absolutely mistaken and completely wrong and completely out of order and out of alignment, because the lesser is always blessed because of the better. As a scripture in Hebrews 7:7, it says, "Without all contradiction, the less is blessed because of the better." In other words, those people with lesser anointings, those people who are at a lower level, you're blessed because of the better. You know, without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better, or the one who's in authority, apostolic government. Upward giving, sowing up so that the blessing of God can come down on your life. Let's see, I got a few more minutes and I want to make sure we cover everything. Amen. All right. I stated that the anointing always flows down to every part of the body of Christ, and how it's important for you to position yourself and align yourself properly so that anointing can flow down on your life. One of the things we talked about was that there is no greater seed than an honor seed. It will produce the greatest level of harvest in your life, greater than any other seed that you can sow. That's so, so very important. We talked about in this class session, when you put your mouth on a man of God by speaking negatively towards him, you have just dishonored him and sowed a tremendous seed of dishonor. So you never want to put your mouth on a man or woman of God. I remember one situation years ago. I say years, I'm talking at least 20, 25 maybe. There was a man of God in this area who had fallen. And I remember an apostle from his pulpit says, "Don't you put your mouth on him." As many people had as he led to the Lord in his lifetime, you know, even though he's fallen, you know, he's still God's man. He's still God's, you know, God has God's anointing on his life. Don't you put your mouth on him. And I remember that very, very well. And I remember seeing this particular man in a restaurant. I've seen him several times in a restaurant. The first time I just kind of looked at him, and then the guy who was with me was speaking negatively about him. I didn't say a word. And I should have got up and sold. But I said, "Lord, if I ever get a chance to see him again, I'm sowing into his life." There's a restaurant that he goes to quite frequently after his service. And sometimes my wife and I go there. I saw him one day, and I beckoned to the waiter. I said, "His table, let the waiter that's serving his table know I got the ticket. I'm sowing, and he doesn't have to pay a thing." And so he said, "Well, a lot of times when people do that, he wants to know who it is," which is respectful. So after him and his wife and his son, they came and they thanked me and they just shook my hand. I stood and I told him it was an honor to be able to bless him in that regard. And he thanked me. And then another time he was at the same restaurant. The Lord told me to take the largest bill I had out of my pocket. I'm thinking it was $100. I can't remember, but I sold it into his life. And again, you know, he looked at me, shook my hand and thanked me, you know, but I never want to go before a man of God empty handed. I try to always keep a seed whenever I can so that I can sow into the anointing. Amen. All right. And I already stated, when you put your mouth on a man of God by speaking negatively towards him, you just have sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. Amen. We talked just now about not going before a man of God empty handed. Sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle that's based on the law of Genesis 18 and 20. As the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, heat and cold, day and night shall not cease. So as long as Genesis 8 and 22 is in operation, sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based upon that law. Amen. All right. I want you to take time to go back and meditate and listen to the teaching and the things that I'm saying. This was just really an introduction. And we're going to get more in depth, more into the book. Your book should be coming pretty soon. So when you get it, start reading chapter 1, 2, and 3. And we'll be coming from those chapters. As I stated earlier, my test questions, the exam questions are going to come straight from the quizzes. So make sure that you read, you know, and study those test questions, those quiz questions. Amen. All right. You know, there was something I didn't do. I kind of started because I had some housekeeping items. I didn't pray. Well, I got about a minute, so let's just pray and conclude. Father, we just thank you for the word that was sown in the hearts of the students today. And I trust, Lord God, that the seeds of honor that we displayed, Lord God, and the teachings that we brought forth this day, Lord God, is going to resonate on their spirits. And that, Lord God, they have received the information and they're going to get the revelation, which will result in impartation in their lives, and that their lives will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. See you next class session. Amen.